You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Driving me east, I let my eyes feast on the first of the morning light. And from the leaves of the whispering trees creep the lyrics I've yet to write. Though the scenery inanimate and stale, and the sky an inadequate gray, I was off on a daydream with the song that you gave me, and I'm gone, yes I'm gone, gone away.
And we're on. That's Sean Russell Jones, and the track is called So Long. Good evening. Welcome to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105. It's just gone 7 o'clock. It's a Wednesday night. And between now and the end of today's programme at 9 o'clock, we'll be playing you the very best in unsigned music from local bands, artists, and some from further afield. That first one being further afield. You may have guessed perhaps by the name and the slight accent in the singing there that Sean, spelt S-I-O-N, is from Wales. That's Sean Russell Jones. He's a singer-songwriter from Cardiff. He's a unique and infectious vocal backed by an intricate guitar melody and a cracking chorus. In October of 2010, Sean released his debut album titled And Suddenly, and which he recorded during his final year at a School of Creative and Cultural Industries. Sounds very posh. He supported Charlotte Church on her first ever UK tour at the Junction in Cambridge last year. He's also played in other places around the country, including Nottingham and Brighton, and he's playing in Norwich next week on the 8th of April. That is Monday. He's actually supporting Lewis Mockler, who we all know here at the Waterfront. Lewis's gig at the Waterfront on the 8th of April. Sean is supporting, and he's got a new EP which is due out for release in the spring of this year. So that's Sean Russell Jones, Sean spelled S-I-O-N. And that track was to start us off today, was titled So Long. So this is what's coming up on today's programme. Between now and 7.30 we'll do our free choice half an hour. This is tracks that I've been sent to play on email over the last couple of weeks. So today we'll play you stuff from the likes of Gold Star, Band of Idlers and Tommy I. Then at 7.30 my live guest for an acoustic New Music Generator live session will be singer-songwriter Dan Wild, known well to quite a few of our listeners actually. Particularly Dagmar in Germany, so I'm hoping that she's listening tonight. He'll be in at 7.30. Then at 8 o'clock tonight, we'll do the Unsigned Chart. You can still vote for that until 8 o'clock, so an hour to go on that one, Cambridge105.fm. And we'll also do the gig guide at 8:30 tonight with Emily Jane Allen. We'll be talking about the Fiverr Fest and the Strawberry Fair Band Competition Final, which is on Friday. And also two members of 28 Boulevard will be in to do a guest review of the Fiverr Fest from last week, because it's about the only one that they didn't actually perform at as a band. So that's all coming up between now and 9 o'clock. If you want to get in touch, you can email Tim at Cambridge105.fm. Leave me a message on Twitter at Cambridge105 or on Facebook, facebook.com/Cambridge105. Next up, this is Johnny Stemp, and the track is called Chasing Waves of the Sea.
Cause there ain't gonna be a next time. I'm gonna live a lifetime without you. Cause I'm gonna run a million miles just so I can get myself away from you. Chasing the waves of the sea, searching a way to believe, fighting for someone to keep, trying to understand your game, longing, run away from it, wondering how I can maintain me. Cause I don't want to play your games, I don't want to fall on my own. It's not that I'm an island, I just hope it doesn't rain, so I don't feel the same. Oh, I'm chasing the waves of the sea, searching a way to believe, fighting for someone to keep, trying to understand your game, longing to run away from it, wondering how I can maintain me. Yeah, I'm chasing the waves of the sea, searching a way to believe, fighting for someone to keep. Oh, I'm trying to understand your game, longing to run away from it, wondering how I can maintain. How can I understand your pain when I don't feel the same, I don't feel that way? And how can I understand your pain when I don't feel the same, I don't feel that way? Because of that day. Chasing the waves of the sea, searching a way to believe, fighting for someone to keep, trying to understand your pain, longing to run away from it, wondering how I can maintain me. forget chasing the waves of the sea, searching a way to believe, fighting for someone to keep. Trying to understand your pain, longing to run away from it, wondering how I can maintain me.
I really like that record. Johnny Stemp. The track is called Chasing Waves in the Sea. He's a singer-songwriter from Bishop Stortford. Stortford. Influences include Ben Howard, Foles, Jake Bugg and Block Party. That track was released in March and he's been played by Glenn Jones. Cambridge 105, Glenn Jones has beaten me to it on one of the artists that we play here. Doesn't happen very often. Glenn has actually been in touch and sent me an email. He goes, he's good. Feel free to leave the audio of his session somewhere. This is talking about Dan Wilde now, not Johnny Stemp. I'm sure he'll be in touch about Johnny Stemp in a minute. I'll play a live track next week. Yeah, I tell you what, Glenn, rather than me do the work and send you a track, why don't you just take it from the podcast, which will be available on the website before the end of the week, I think. So just go to the website and edit that and play it out. That's fine. You have my permission to do that. Nobody else, just Glenn. So that's Johnny Stemp. Facebook is facebook.com/music.johnnystemp. And Johnny is spelt J-O-N-N-Y. There's no H in Johnny. It's 11 minutes past 7. Next up, we're going to play you a track by a band called Band of Idlers. Formed last year, Band of Idlers are a four-piece rock band from Witham in Essex. They've always sought to amalgamate all of their influences into a catchy, almost nostalgic, easy-to-listen-to style. They are Jack Dunn on lead vocals and rhythm guitar, Charlton Payne on backing vocals and lead guitar, Stephen Ellis on bass, and Michael McCune on drums. They are, as I say, from Witham in Essex. Their influences include the likes of Stone Roses, The Beatles, The Killers, Oasis and Supergrass. You can find them on Facebook at facebook.com/bandofidlers. And this track we're going to play you is titled Ignite. is a compliment. Just been asked if this was an Oasis track. Does sound similar. Band of Idlers and Ignite. Only been around since 2012, so not long at all. That's a great first track from them. It's called Ignite. For more information on them, you can go to Facebook, facebook.com/bandofidlers, I-D-L-E-R-S. Next up are a band called The Acolytes, which signifies the rebirth. They're an alternative rock band with an urban twist who are extremely open-minded when creating their own music by experimenting with instruments not commonly used in their genre of music. This five-piece band hail from the northwest regions of the UK and are unusually fronted by a charismatic MC that uses his lyrical prowess and gift of the gab persona to bring a more light-hearted element to the music. That's a write-up on their website. So they are, I'm probably going to pronounce the MC's name wrong now, Koesh Kastar, who is the MC songwriter. That's my only attempt at that. Garth, who's on lead guitar and songwriter. I can manage that one. Chris Mitchell on drums and Sean Jones on bass. So it says there are five piece, but I've only read four names out. I can only find four names, so perhaps that's changed. Anyway, their website address is called theacolytes.com. Acolytes spelled A-K-A-L-I-T-E-S. And this is called Philosophy. Like that. That's Philosophy by a band called The Acolytes, and you can find more information on them on theacolytes.com. They obviously said in their biography there that they are deliberately trying to be different, and that comes across in their music, and it's a bit refreshing as well. So thank you to them for sending me their music. If you are an unsigned artist, or you're even signed to an independent small label, and you'd like me to play your music on the radio, you can be from anywhere in the country. or even the world. You can email me, tim@cambridge105.fm, but precedence always goes to bands that are from Cambridge and the immediate outlying areas. Next up is Tommy I, who is a London-based rapper. I don't have much information on Tommy, other than the fact that he's currently coming through the UK urban scene. Website is tommyi.co.uk, and this track is called Rush.
Yeah, as the crowd get loud, cause they're feeling better. Everybody get down like the pillow feathers. Every troop got their arms to the sky, like a 10-gun salute for a marksman to die. See them right in front of me, and I know they gone for me. If they only knew what this pursuit had done to me. I'm so restless, they become my next hit. Told them that I love them, cause their names are on the guest list. But in the midst of sniffing this, have I confused my muse and my significance? Do I know what the difference is? Smoke on this, talk on this, choke on this, influence. I was shown this by the motor kid. Now straight coking it, but no one seems to notice it. Blazing on the praise, inhaling all the flames. I get it, then eject it, then I take it all in vain. Get it? Listen, so please God forgive them. The lights, the rhythm, just hide the prison. Provide provision for my addiction. Taking a drug, saving a boss, making a rush, taking a car. This is how I save it off the price. Ain't living, I like the feeling that rises to my brain. But I got no peace when I'm cycle off the chain. Jumped off the stage, then I lost it. I started taking shots in the mosh pit. I gotta beat this needle, breaches into my reach and repeats. I need it. It's like each new week I release and feed it. But each defeat just increase and breed it. The feeling of syringe is piercing my skin. Only feel alive when I feel it kicking in. Took shots by the kilo, not in moderation. Go to rehab, free jab, then relapse. Eminem seen that, can beat that, keep back. No recap, microphone feedback. Right now my life don't seem enough. Right now my life don't seem enough. I want the lights, I need the rush.
Tommy I and Rush. No sooner did I ask for people to send me their music, is it's actually happening. Thank you very much. Hello, John Knight, who's just sent me an email with a copy of his track. I will pop it in my folder for tracks to play, and I'll get back to you when it's chosen for broadcast. Once again, if you are an unsigned or independently signed artist and you'd like your music played on the radio, then drop me an MP3. Or a link to your SoundCloud or wherever I can get the music from to my email address, which is tim@cambridge105.fm. My live guest tonight is Dan Wilde. He has arrived. He'll be on very shortly indeed. We've got one more track to play before we bring him in, and this comes from Gold Star. It's called Ain't Ready to Go Home. The Gold Star are a new Cambridge and London-based band designing stadium-hooked dance tracks. They've uploaded their debut mixtape about 2 weeks ago. This was when they wrote to me, and they wrote to me about 2 weeks ago, so about a month or so ago now, and have already received nearly 3,000 plays and also local radio support. They've only been together for 3 months, so that's pretty impressive to get that far in 3 months. On top of this, they've already started programming a live show, launched a remix competition, recorded a few acoustic videos, and started writing and recording mixtape number 2. Hopefully this gives you an idea of the hard work and time we put into this band. I'll let the music do the rest of the talking, they say. SoundCloud.com/GoldStarOfficial is the website if you want to go and find more about them or listen to some other stuff. This is called Ain't Ready to Go Home.
Time after time, I always get left out here alone. But I don't mind, cause I ain't ready to go home.
Called Gold Star. The track's called Ain't Ready to Go Home. It's 7:30 and we'll talk to Dan Wild in just a second.
Every second Sunday of the month, tune in to Cambridge 105 for Our Mill Road at 9 p.m. with me, Kerri-Anne Littlechild. I'll be covering the latest news and events from Cambridge's most cosmopolitan street here on Cambridge 105 Community Radio in your city.
For the best in folk, roots and songwriter-based music, tune in to the Night of the Artisans radio programme here on Cambridge 105 with the best signed and unsigned music from around the country and live sessions, plus up-to-the-minute gig guides on everything that you'd wish to know. That's Alternate Mondays, 7 p.m. on Cambridge 105, the Night of the Artisans radio programme with me, Pete Robbins, Community Radio in your city.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
You are, and it's 7:30. It's time for today's New Music Generator live session. We're back to the acoustic stuff this week, and my guest is Dan Wild. Good evening.
How's it going, Tim? You all right?
Good. Nice to meet you.
And you.
You're somebody that I've heard a lot about, both from recommendations from people that have had you on the show and listeners, and also your music, but never met. So it's good to finally meet.
Yeah, likewise.
I don't know an awful lot about you, to be honest. Your website doesn't give an awful lot away either.
Okay.
So I'm going to interrogate you slightly, if that's okay.
All right, that's fine.
And ask you a bit about yourself. So tell me basic sort of stuff. You're not originally from Cambridge, is that right?
I am originally from
Cambridge.
Oh, you are? Okay. but I moved to Blackpool when I was
Blackpool
very young.
Blackpool was where I was getting that from. Okay, so how long have you been in Cambridge for total?
I was here till I was four, then I moved to Blackpool. I lived there as well as kind of going to uni in Leeds and London. Then back to Blackpool, and then I've been in Cambridge for 2 years.
Okay. And how long have you been performing your music for?
As a solo kind of singer-songwriter, I guess, about 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
Something like that.
All right. Yeah. You're quite well known in the Cambridge music scene, particularly the acoustic music scene. I know you play a lot of the nights here, and you've been on Cambridge 105 before. Which other shows have you featured on?
I've been on the BBC.
Yep.
On a few different shows for the BBC in Cambridge.
Yep.
You mean for Kate? Sorry.
And here, yeah.
Okay, so I've been on Ezio's
Songsmith
Sessions.
Yep.
And I've been on Pete Robbins.
Okay.
Night of the Odds.
Yes,
as well.
The two main acoustic gurus of Cambridge, if you like. And presumably you've played both of their live nights as well. You played at the Alma
and
CB2.
Yeah. I'm probably going to go to the Alma tonight, actually.
Oh yes, of course, it's Wednesday, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the reason behind starting to write and record your own music in the first place?
I've always kind of written songs, from when I started playing. I started playing guitar, and the way I kind of started to learn from the beginning was to learn songs and sing them.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a natural thing to do, to try and write your own songs. Like, it wasn't something that I kind of really thought of.
Mm.
You know, it was just seemed like the obvious thing to do. So I always kind of did it. But when I was younger, I really didn't like my voice at all.
Okay.
I can just about sort of stand it now. But I really didn't like it, and I just wanted to be a guitarist. And then
a guitarist for somebody else, or just to create your own instrumental music?
A guitarist in bands and things. So I did quite a lot of that. And I went and played like a lot of jazz and funk and rock and stuff. Then I broke my hand and I was unable to play for a little while. And when I got back to playing, I could only play very simple kind of chords.
Yeah.
And that's when I really, because I couldn't really play guitar very well, you know, play really simply. I started to write a lot more songs, and really got into that side of being a musician, I suppose.
And you always wanted to perform your own songs, rather than, you say you don't like the sound of your own voice. You would rather perform your own songs than to write a song and then give it to somebody else to sing.
Yeah. I mean, I always wanted to perform. Mm. You know, whether that was kind of, on my own singing and playing, or whether it was just kind of playing guitar, that was something I always wanted to do. But when I got back into songwriting, I realised that actually that was kind of what I enjoy doing most, is kind of writing songs and going out and playing them, and then recording. That's kind of, fairly new thing for me, but, also this enjoyable thing.
Okay. You're going to do three tracks for us tonight. I know you recently released an album.
Yeah.
Are there three that you're going to do on that album?
I might do a new one.
Okay, even newer. Okay.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
You can do what you like. I won't press you into anything.
I don't think I'm probably not supposed to. Like, I'm probably supposed to play songs from the new album, but I don't know.
Is that what you think you're supposed to do, or is there somebody that's...
Yeah, probably somebody that's...
Says that you shouldn't really be doing new stuff.
Yeah.
You're the creative person. You can decide, I suppose. But we'll talk a bit about the album. And also, just noticed on your Twitter that you just recorded a video today.
Yeah, I've been recording all day. I've been outside all day playing the same song over and over.
Is that why you had cold hands when I shook your hand? Oh, it's cold outside.
Yeah, it's like it seeped into my bones. Yeah.
All right, well, we'll talk a bit more about that as well. But if you want to do a first track for us,
yeah.
What are you going to do?
Sure. I'm going to do a song called The Pictures. It's okay. from the album.
All right.
We made a bow and an arrow, using string and an old piece of cane. You hid in the backwoods, your feet were a giveaway, through the leaves and the branches I'd aim. You marched me up to the shelter, I ambled the rest on my own. Through the gaps in the houses, you'd check that I got there when I came home. You'd tell me I'd grown. If I had to pick but a few, well, these are some pictures of you. No book do I need to look through. They're with me always. And I always had eyes on the sidelines and the signs I won't ever forget. Look, he's off his line, so if you get the time, send one over and into the net. You never heard my arrival, I crept my way into your arms. And stories were told as the jokes would unfold. Yes, and you kept them going through thick and through thin. And if I had to pick but a few, well, these are some pictures of you. No book do I need to look through. They're with me always. Always.
Beautiful. It's Dan Wild on Cambridge 105. If you want to send in any comments or questions for Dan, you can email tim@cambridge105.fm. Waiting for who I regard as being your biggest fan to message us. We have a lady called Dagmar.
Yeah.
Who I'm sure you're aware of.
Yep.
She listens from Germany. I think she came across you through Ezio's show.
Sure.
And you may not be aware that we did a Comic Relief song request, pay for song requests on Comic Relief the other week. And she paid, I think it was £20 or something,
wow,
for us to play 15 minutes worth of your material,
wow,
and a couple of Ezio's tracks.
Amazing.
So you raised some money for Comic Relief indirectly there.
Excellent.
Because
good.
she loves your stuff. So that's pretty good. It's pretty cool to have a fan that lives all the way out in Germany, I suppose, isn't it?
Yeah, it's great. Every now and then people kind of get in touch from somewhere and you wonder how they've kind of stumbled across it, but it's lovely. Yeah, it's really good. And she's doing PR for me over there as well. She asked me to send her some CDs and she's been kind of trying to get me some gigs out there and
brilliant
stuff, so hopefully I'll be going over there soon.
Yeah, that would be good. Have you played anywhere outside of the UK yet?
Yeah, I have. I did a tour of the east coast of America.
Oh, cool.
Which was really cool. And I've been to the Czech Republic and Belgium, Holland.
How do the audiences compare in another? I guess the different countries are varied, but to this country.
America was amazing. That was like they were my gigs. I wasn't supporting anyone, and I didn't really think anyone would turn up. And you know, nearly all the gigs were well attended, and wow. everyone really, you know, responded well to it. And then, you know, some of the other places I've been, like when I went to the Czech Republic, that was a support slot for a guy called Mark Geary, Irish singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. So that was really nice because there was a, you know, a massive audience to play
yes.
to, and yeah, and again, you know, good response. And,
wow.
Yeah.
How did the American thing come up? Did you organise that all off your own back, or somebody offer you those gigs? Or
yeah, it was a guy I went to uni with, and he moved out there, and just got in touch and said, if I sort some gigs out, do you want to come over?
Mm.
And I didn't think he would, you know.
Yeah.
At university, he wasn't. He was quite kind of quite lazy.
Right.
You know?
Okay. I think he's going to follow it through.
Yeah.
If somebody offers you that opportunity, yeah. you're not going to say no, are you?
So I just said, well, you know, if you book some gigs, then I'll come. And then within a few weeks, he got back to me and said he'd booked 10 shows or something. So I went, and I think I ended up doing about 16 or 17
Brilliant.
Shows in just under a month.
Yeah. And what did you learn anything at, and not just America, but playing in other countries? You sort of develop the way that you perform, or inspiration for further songs, or
Definitely inspiration for songs. Yeah, I mean, that's actually in America was when I started writing that album.
Yeah,
the latest album. As far as playing in a place where, like when I played in Czech Republic, you can't really. Like, you tell a story about a song and you look out and there's just blank faces, you know. So, in a way, you have
with a language barrier, it's
yeah.
different. People are listening to it purely from a musical sense. They can't listen to the lyrics and
yeah,
work exactly. out what the song means. So
exactly.
that must be a bit different, I
Which
suppose.
Which is a strange kind of thing to be
yeah.
to be thinking when you're playing the song.
They don't understand what I'm saying.
If they don't understand this, you know, are they going to get it? Do you
yeah.
know what I mean? Are they going to like it?
Yeah.
Because especially... You know, my songs are quite, the lyrics are like a massive part of it, you know?
So yeah, it's almost like you are missing half of the
yeah,
song in a way.
Yeah.
But in a way, it's also a bigger compliment that they still love the track, even though they don't know what they're about.
Yeah, well, that's the thing.
So,
yeah.
oh, that is interesting. Okay, well, tell me a bit about this album then. It's called With Fire and Mind.
It is, yeah.
And how long has it been out for?
It came out on the 25th of February.
Okay, you had a launch for it at Hot Numbers just
did,
up the road.
Yeah.
Was there a particular reason why you chose somewhere like that as a launch?
Well, I used to work there.
Oh, okay.
And
decent deal then.
Yeah. Well, you know, I used to work there, and I used to do a lot of gigs there, and the gigs there have always been really great. You know, it's one of my favourite places to play because it's always packed.
Yeah.
People are always really respectful and they listen.
Yeah. You get that sort of audience that
yeah.
are really into the music.
So when I was thinking about where to do the launch, I did think of other venues, but then, you know, I just thought, well, why not do it there? And I spoke to Simon, who owns the cafe, and he said he could open up the art gallery next door to
yep.
kind of accommodate some more people. It was a no-brainer, really, to do it there.
How was it? Packed,
yeah,
presumably.
It couldn't have gone any better. It was great. It was packed. I don't know how many people, like 80 or 90 people in there. And yeah, I think everyone had a good night. I think they did. I did.
Yes. Do you find that when you do gigs that you get the same people that will come, particularly Cambridge, that will come and follow you around, but you find you get new people every time that come maybe on a recommendation from somebody that's seen you before?
Yeah, yeah, that happens. And, you know, depending on where it is, you know, there's usually quite a few people that just sort of stumble across it.
Yeah.
Know?
So. Well, obviously, you're playing the right type of music for a Cambridge audience because they love acoustic and folk. It's particularly good around
sure,
here, so
yeah.
you're not exactly different, and people love that sort of music, so they'll come along and see you, and more often than not, will enjoy what you're doing. So this video you recorded today, what was the video? What track was the video for? You're allowed to say.
Yeah, it's for a song called Anywhere But Here.
Okay. And that's obviously on the album.
It is, yeah.
And so you recorded a video for this specifically because you're going to release this as a separate single or do something different with this track?
It was really just because the people that made the video contacted me and said, can we do a track for this song because we've got an idea for it.
Okay.
So I wasn't planning to kind of make it the next single or anything, but
right.
Maybe now it will be, I don't know.
Are you allowed to say anything about the apart from the fact you've been outside all day?
Yeah, I mean, the video is just, it's just me playing the song, but it's cutting from lots of different locations. So it's like I'm in the same position, but the black background's changing all the time.
Okay. So did you actually have to go out to these locations?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. We didn't do like blue screen.
No, I was going to say, otherwise you wouldn't be very cold if you're just standing in front of a green screen.
Yeah, we just did it kind of for real. Yeah. And I played the song all the way through, at least, you know, 20 times.
Okay, so is that one of your three tonight?
That's good. If you want to hear it.
No, I was going to say, I would think not, because I think you're probably sick of playing it, aren't you? Sure. No, don't feel pressured to play. I know that when an artist gets to play that same song, they don't want to play that song again for a while, because, you know, you played it over and over and over and over and over again.
Well, also, I noticed during that last song that my wrist is really... It's really aching from playing that song all day, because it's like the picking is really quite heavy on that song. So.
Right.
So maybe I'll play a strummer.
Have you done a video before? Is that the first time you've recorded?
Well, I did a video for Eurofire.
Right.
Which I think I will play that one next. Actually, okay. Because that is the single.
All right. Yeah. Well, tell us a bit about that video, and then we'll get you to play the song.
So that video was done by some students at Anglia Ruskin.
Mm-hmm.
And the concept is really what the song's about, which is kind of meeting someone that you don't, you know, entering a relationship that maybe is a bad idea, and you know it's a bad idea.
Right.
But
you do it anyway.
You do it anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We'll play it for us.
Yeah, sure. You are a fire, I'm a can of gasoline. You're burning bright, just as brightly as I've seen. I don't know if I should really be alone with you. But here I am, and it might be too late now. I'm getting scared that we'll burn this place right down. I don't know if I should really be alone with you. I think you're dangerous, do you think that I'm dangerous too? Cause in your smile there's just too much temptation, like lighting matches at a petrol station. I don't know if that is really something I should do. I think it's dangerous, do you think that it's dangerous too? But I can't get you off my mind, despite what I've just been through. So I might need a little time. And I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should let you take me home with you. Mm-hmm. It's not my heart that I'm trying to preserve. If I get burned, it's probably just what I deserve. I'm just concerned, cause I don't want all this burning too. So I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should really be alone. I don't know if I should let them take me home. But I don't want to stamp it out, despite what I have just been. No doubts. I think that I would really like to be alone. I think that I would really like to be alone. I think that I ain't gonna let you take me home with you. Thank you.
fight. I'm a can of gasoline.
Dan Wild on Cambridge 105. Two tracks down. We'll get him to do another one for us in just a minute. So the album that that you had out in February, you then went on and did a few gigs, I understand, around the country to promote it.
Yeah.
Where have you been to, and what's your favourite place to play outside of Cambridge in this country?
Favourite place to play outside of Cambridge. I mean, it's not too far, but I really like playing High Barn.
Yes, that's a popular venue.
It's a really nice venue. I'm just trying to think where I've played that's really... You see, I have a terrible memory. And I struggle to kind of... Yeah, on the spot anyway.
Well, know, I noted that... I was only getting this from your latest blog on your website that you played a few gigs in Birmingham.
Yeah. So I played at a place called Café Ort in Birmingham. Uh-huh. That was a really cool show. Really small kind of cafe.
Yeah.
Incredibly cheap, like 50p for a cup of tea.
Wow.
And I think 70p for a cup of coffee. And,
not Cambridge prices.
You know, no, but really nice, like cool place and really cool people. And yeah, that was a good gig.
Is there anywhere in this country that you like to play that you haven't been able to? I mean, you somewhere within the realms of reasonable possibility.
Like the O2 Arena,
yeah.
Or Wembley.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, yeah, there are loads of places. I mean, you know, I don't really care, actually. But I just want to play nice gigs, like with nice, you know, with a nice audience. And
so I guess it's more the audience, you know, rather than the venue.
I mean, there are venues, but I can't, it's not like I could just say, like, oh, I'm dying to play at this venue.
Mm.
It's just more about the people that show up, really.
Mm. Okay. So, yeah. What about in Cambridge? Have you got any gigs in Cambridge coming up, or that people listening to want to go see you play?
Well, I'm gonna put on a gig, I think next week. I haven't decided what day.
Okay.
And the venue, I'm not gonna reveal where it's going to be.
Okay.
Until the day of the gig.
Secret, so sort like of secret last minute gig. Okay, yeah. that's interesting.
So I'm going to advertise that probably on Facebook and stuff.
Have you done that before?
I haven't done a secret one
before. Okay. Is there any reason why you just fancy having a go at it? Because it's a bit different. Intrigued to see what happens and
kind of
who turns up.
Intrigued to see what happens. And I suppose I just want to start putting on my own gigs now rather than like around here anyway.
Yeah.
Rather than kind of relying on other promoters and things, and I think it's time to start kind of organising things myself, really.
Okay. Yeah. All right, well, give us your Facebook address for people that then want to keep an eye on this and find out where you are playing when you decide.
I don't know it.
You don't know it? I know your website address is danwild.net.
Yeah, danwild.net, and then all the links are on there for Facebook and Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
So, but you'll post it on your website as well, maybe, the location?
Yeah, I won't post the location. But it'll be basically people will message me to sign up for it, and then I'll send them a direct message, so only they know where it is.
All right, I can't find your Facebook address either. Actually, it's not coming up. So danwild.net. Let's go with that as a website address. Okay, right. Do one last track for us then.
Yeah,
please.
Sure. I'll do a new song.
Okay, when you're ready.
As the snow is falling down, putting borders of white on every fixture in this town, you hear it crunch beneath your feet. As you walk with eyes wide open, full of wonder, through the streets, across the graveyard into town, and pay attention to the silence that resides behind the sounds of birds singing in the trees. And for a moment you're distracted from all those bitter memories. Well, I hope our love ain't like the snow, temporary, soon to go, fleeting beauty till the sun or rain
comes to beat it down the drain. But there's no way of knowing, darling, how long this can last. I hear the love can stick, but never has in the past. There's no way of knowing, darling, it's just like you said, especially in such a restless heart and windy head. So as this canvas starts to melt and all these colors turn to gray, will you still feel the way you felt as a child in the snow? Or quickly tire as you realize that your feet are getting cold? Don't answer now, just hold your tongue, 'cause you don't know, and either way it's just another song unsung. Well, I hope our love ain't like the snow, temporary, soon to go. Fleeting beauty till the sun or rain comes to beat it down the drains. But there's no way of knowing, darling, how long this can last. I hear that love can stick, it never has in the past. There's no way of knowing, darling, it's just like you said, especially in such a restless heart and windy head.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for playing that, particularly that last new one. Maybe don't get in trouble for playing that too soon. DanWild.net if you want to find out more about Dan and his secret gig that will be next week. Check out his Facebook page. And the album is available via your website as well. People can download.
Yeah, they can download it from iTunes and buy it through the website and Amazon, I think it's on as well.
And if they come to your secret gig, have you got physical copies?
Yeah.
Brilliant. All right. Thank you very much for coming and playing for us.
Yeah, no worries. Thanks.
Appreciate
for having
it.
Me. Cheers.
Visions of a world you see combine to scare you even more. Maybe I'm a hopeless case, nostalgic and out of place. How could I leave you to face it on your own? But you're always changing, reshaping something. Journey isn't currency, stretch out just like a spider in your hands. But I can see a different story where you grow and where you take the hand that reaches for you now. But you're on a changing, changing something. You gotta stop creating monsters, 'cause they're not the changing kind. Look here again. You gotta stop creating monsters, 'cause they hurt you more each time. You gotta stop creating monsters.
That is Monsters from the Balancines. That track was in the newspaper last week. I think it was Thursday. All to do with the competition that we are running at the moment for a singer to revoice that song. Basically, we're looking for somebody young with a contemporary sounding voice to re-record that track. The Balancines want to work with you. If you like the sound of that record and you think your vocals would suit it, then all you need to do is go to our website, cambridge105.fm. You will see on our homepage, on our scrolly section where the photos change at the top. I'm not sure what the technical term for that is. A photo of Simon and Chris, who are the Balancines. And if you click that, it takes you to the New Music Generator page. And you'll see all the details you need to know about that particular competition. In essence, we're asking you to re-record that track. We've provided the lyrics. We've provided you with a instrumental version. And we've provided you with an email address in which to send the recordings to. The competition closes on the 17th of April. And we'll announce the winner the week after that. And you could get the chance to record, work properly with Simon and Chris in recording studio, write that track, produce that track rather, not write it, it's already been written, record and produce it, and then we'll release it and we'll promote it for you here on Cambridge 105 as well. So particularly good if you're looking for a leg up into the music industry. It's just gone 8 o'clock. Unsigned Chart is coming up next.
Advertising your business is our business. For more details, call Cambridge 967 105 or email sales@cambridge105.fm. Stand out and get noticed with Cambridge 105.
Today's Jazz on Jazz Today. Join me, Pete Butchers, for 2 hours of the best in contemporary improvised sounds. Alternate Sundays at 4, here on Cambridge 105, community radio in your city.
All right, it's 5 minutes past eight. It's Cambridge 105. It's time for the Unsigned Chart.
Wednesday, 8 o'clock. The top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians, as voted for by you. This is the Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105.
This is the chart that you should want to be in if you are an unsigned or independently signed artist. It works like this. You send me a track, I put it in the chart, you get your fans to vote for it, friends to vote for it, whoever. And then the longer it stays in the chart is dependent on how many people will vote for your track. And also that also means that the more people you get, the higher up the chart it goes. Last week's top five was number five, Three Patch Problems, Eventually. Number four, Radar with Airstrip 1. Number three, Alice Rayner's Fallen For You. Number two, B Music's The Forest. Number one, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin. And the new entry went to Gary Hellman and Breathe Slowly. Now, the update chart on Monday was fascinating, actually, because it was very different to what I was expecting it to be. I won't go into too much detail into what exactly I was expecting it to be. But I did say last week that when we put Gary Hellman in, that we then had six really strong records, and whoever fell out this week was going to deserve to stay in the chart anyway. I think this is probably the most difficult week we've had in terms of deciding which record to vote for, unless you've got a particular allegiance to one of them or not. And that proved to be the case, as we found out in the update on Monday. I'm just padding furiously to try and find the update chart, which is posted every Monday just after 6 o'clock on the Cambridge 105 Facebook page, which is facebook.com/Cambridge105. You'll be able to see it there on a Monday evening. This was the update chart. Number 5, Three Patch Problem eventually. Number 4, down 3 places from number 1, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin. Number 3 was a non-mover for Alice Rayner's Fallen For You. Number 2, number 1 actually was joint number 1. Radar and B-Music were both joint at the top. Radar having climbed 3 places to number 1 and B-Music up 1 place from number 2. That meant that, as it stood on Monday, Gary Hellman's Breathe Slowly didn't get into the chart at all. Will that still be the case? Well, I can tell you that no, things have changed, because Gary Hellman is inside the top 5 chart this week, and that means that one of last week's top 5 records makes way. And sadly, we say goodbye to a record that has been on the chart for the last, how many weeks has it been now? 7 weeks. So this would have been its 7th. So officially, it's had 6 weeks inside the unsigned chart. Goodbye to Three Patch Problem. Eventually, only got 3.4% of the vote this week. Quite sad, really. I was driving past Bury St Edmunds today, where these guys are from, and they're actually in to do a live session for me. Is it next week? They're coming in to do a live session. Let's just check me date. It is next week. Oh, dear. That'll be awkward. Anyway, you'll be able to hear them live on the show next week. It'd be nice to meet them. So unfortunately they've gone, but we do have 5 records that have made it in this week, including Gary Hellman and Breathe Slowly. But it's not Gary that's at number 5 even. This week's number 5 is a record that's polled a total of 11.3% of the votes. And it was last week's number 1. Rumpelstiltskin. Flaming June goes from one end of the chart to the other at 5.
Take what's precious to me, I'll hide it all away.
Number 5.
You won't take what's precious to me. You won't take my world from me, I'll hide it all away. You won't take my world from me. Play your games, now I know your name. I won't play your games, now I know your name. I won't play your games, I know you've been. I won't play your games, run for stealth scale.
Rumpelstiltskin, to keep all that's fake in you, Rumpelstiltskin.
Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin is down from last week's number one to this week's number five, which means she needs lots of votes, basically, to stay in the chart next week. She managed to get, I always refer to Flaming June as being one person. It's not, it's a group. Flaming June got 11.3% of the vote this week, which means they are still in the chart, quite comfortably still in the chart, it's worth pointing out, but still a slide down the chart nonetheless. 177 votes were cast this week, which is one of the quietest weeks we've had for a while, but it is Easter holiday time, so people are not always around to vote. So that's number five. This week's number four is a record that was at last week's number three. So down one place, still pretty consistent. 16.4% of the vote for Alice Rayner on her third week in the chart. This is Fallen For You.
Number four.
Straightforward, and it needed to stop before it just got awkward. But you keep coming back, and there's nothing I can do, so I'll count the times. I've fallen for you. I'd never write about love. I wanted my songs to be more real than that. And you wanted me to say that I've never felt this way, but I'm pretty sure that I have. I wish I had the heart to tell you. I wish I had the body and the mind. I just don't want to say anything that will make me seem unkind. But now you're not coming back, and there's nothing I can do, so I'll count the times. I've fallen for you. Have I put you through?
This is the Unsigned Chart, the top five records from Cambridge's hottest musicians.
Alice Rayner and Fallen For You, a third week inside the chart for her, 16.4% of the vote. She's in the diary to come and perform for us, but I haven't got it written down on my prep here. I'm pretty sure we said beginning of May. For Alice to come in and play for us, so we'll look forward to that. Ladies ruling the chart at the moment, number five for Flaming June, number four for Alice Rayner, and still to play B Music as well. Next, though, at number three on the Unsigned chart this week is a record that just squeaked in at number three. It was one vote ahead of Alice Rayner. Alice got 16.4%, and Radar, Airstrip 1, got 16.9% of the vote, which means it's up one place to number three, but didn't manage to sustain its position of Unsigned Chart update number one, which it was on Monday.
The Unsigned Chart on Cambridge 105, number three.
I've just realised someone's watching me. Every time I go out, I'm on closed-circuit TV. When I'm driving in my car, they know where I've been and when. They can probably figure out when I'll go there again. They can track you down within a meter or two. There's nothing you can do. They know what you buy, and they can tell what you eat. If they go through your garbage, their information's complete. Is that a hidden camera in the corner of my room? They tape my conversations and they tap my phone. It's not just paranoia.
Radar Airstrip 1 is this week's number 3. Congratulations to them for another week in the chart. That means that takes them up to a total of 9 weeks inside the Unsigned chart. Second longest runners. B-Music's The Forest has been in the chart for the longest amount of time. That's 13 weeks this week, so pretty good run. Okay, it's time to reveal who is number one, and it's between the record that was out of the chart on Monday, Gary Hellman's Breathe Slowly, and Stalwart B-Music with The Forest.
The Unsigned chart on Cambridge 105.
So Gary hadn't done any promotion for his record Breathe Slowly being in the Unsigned chart up until Monday, when he found out that he was last, suddenly jumped into action. And that is why he's in the chart now, and quite comfortably in the chart, running for number one. Fairly close, in fact very close, between this week's number one and number two. One of them's got 23.7%, but the percentage votes don't make it sound as close as it is. The other one's got 28.2, so 23.7 versus 28.2. That equates to just 8 votes. B-Music's been number one before. She was number two last week. Don't think she's been outside the top three for a while. Gary's looking for a decent chart position. Number one in his first week. I'm not sure I remember a record that was outside the chart on update day on Monday and then jumped straight to number one by Wednesday. Could happen. The record I'm going to play next at number two is this.
The Unsigned chart.
Number 2.
Gary. Gary Hellman and Breathe Slowly. A bit of a rescue mission, that one. Managed to get into the chart at number 2, having been well outside it on Monday on the update. Just goes to show that the Monday update is a good indicator and can have a real impact. So if you're not doing so well on Monday, then rally the troops around and get some votes and you will get in there by the time Wednesday rolls round. That means also that B Music is up one place this week to number 1, returns to the top spot with 28.2% of the vote with her record The Forest.
Cambridge's favourite entry this week. This is the Unsigned Chart, number 1.
I woke up in the forest started walking slowly, with no energy to run. Time, it had no meaning, I just moved towards the sun.
Music and the Forest. Congratulations to Belinda for getting back up to number one on the unsigned chart. Voting for the next week will open at 9 o'clock tonight. Or actually, no, it won't. It'll open after 9 o'clock tonight. Check the website, Cambridge105.fm. So, time to throw in a new entry. This one's a bit rockier. Similar sort of vein to Radar in that sense. It's the rockiest, one of the rockier tracks in the chart, or will be if it gets in next week. This is from a band called Phoenix Calling, who played the NMG sessions a couple of weeks ago. This is their debut single that was released back in January. Sounds very Lost Prophets-like. It's called Bring the Roof Down.
Picking up
Phoenix Calling and Bring the Roof Down. It's this week's new entry on the Unsigned Chart. If you want to go and vote for it, you can go to the website after the show tonight, after 9 o'clock, cambridge105.fm. These are the other records you can vote for. Fell from last week's number one to this week's five, Flaming June and Rumpelstiltskin.
I won't play your games, no, I know your name. I won't play your games, I know.
Number four, down one, Alice Rayner and Fallen For You.
And there's nothing I can do, so I'll count the times. I've fallen for you.
Number three, Radar, Airstrip One. Having been out of the chart on Monday in the update, Gary Hellman climbs in and debuts at number two with Breathe Slowly. And back to number one, B Music, the longest running record, 13th week inside the charts. It could be unlucky for her though. You need to vote for her to make sure she's in the chart again next week.
I just moved towards the sun.
And new entry, Phoenix Calling and Bring the Roof Down.
You're listening to the New Music Generator on Cambridge 105.
Okay, it's just gone 25 minutes to nine, and it's time for our gig guide, our regular gig guide reviewer. EJ is here.
Hello.
Hello. Where are your eyes gone?
Hidden behind your hair. I've hidden my nose, yeah.
Oh, I see, because your nose is slightly bent. Is that right? Oh, it's not bent, sorry. That was the wrong thing to say.
I'm just going to go grow mushrooms in a corner of woe now.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
How are you, besides the nose issue?
Apparently slightly crooked.
Okay. You went to the Fiverr Fest on Friday.
I did.
You did? You go to every Fiverr Fest.
I do.
How was it in comparison to some of the other ones that you've been to? And the most recent ones have been pretty popular.
It was all right. There was more people than I expected to be there, surprisingly.
Which was how many, would you say, roughly?
More than other gigs. It's not like Man on the Moon level where it's empty.
Yeah, but in terms of other Junction gigs, the last few, there have been quite a few there in the last few. 100-ish? More than 100?
I don't know. I kind of left halfway through as well, but I know it peaked up at some point as okay. well. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, it's a good job you're not reviewing it in full today then, isn't it?
Yeah, I missed like one band, I swear. That was
okay.
it.
All right, fine. Well, we've got guest reviewers today for the Fiverr Fest. Just be very careful that mic stand because it doesn't have a habit of collapsing. You probably remember from previous experiences. Our guest reviewers are 28 Boulevard, or two members of 28 Boulevard, who were there and asked very nice. Well, Tim asked if he could be the reviewer and then decided that he'd rope Lewis in as well because he can't be trusted to do it on his own. So you both went last week to the Fiverr Fest. You go to most of them, really, don't you, Tim?
Yeah, I go to most of them, I'd say. I've been to the last few. I get invited by Gary, who runs the Junction. And
yeah.
It's good to see a lot of local bands.
And this was one of the few that your band wasn't playing at, so it was good to be able to go and review it with, you know, not actually being biased towards your own music. So yeah. you went along and you've got some notes, so do you want me to just hand over to you to tell me what happened?
Yeah, okay, yeah? We'll go through the bands.
Okay.
So basically, yeah, we went to this Junction Fiverr, because one of the main draws for me was that there's quite a few bands I've heard quite a lot about there, but I've never actually seen. For example, Forest, Holden Girls, Empress Knights to a certain extent, and I think we'll just go through them. So the night started with Holden Girls, who are sort of dreamy pop, psychedelic sort of thing, kind of like the Horrors, sort of ambient indie. And I've read a lot about them on quite a lot of the indie blogging sites such as Slater Disco or It's All Indie.
Mm-hmm.
So I was really interested in seeing them. And what I didn't realise is they're actually all only 15, which is amazing when considering they're very, very good.
Yeah, yeah. And none of them are girls.
One
of them is a girl. Okay, yes. Yeah. Right.
So
that's what confused me. I'm friends with one of them on Facebook. I don't quite know how or why, yeah. And I realised you're not girls, and so okay. So one of them is a girl.
Yeah.
They had I think they had a great vibe on stage. They're very sort of moody, but also very cool. They didn't really talk to the audience at all throughout the gig. But that was, I don't know, it didn't feel awkward because it was kind of, you could tell that's what they were sort of aiming for, in a way.
Yeah,
from memory, I think they've done more sort of folk gigs before. Would you say they're that sort of style? No?
Not really.
That would surprise me.
Yeah, that'd be pretty surprising.
Yeah. Okay.
It's quite your sort of electric guitar heavy, sort of layered guitar.
Oh, I wonder where I'm sure I've seen them on a folk lineup before somewhere.
Ambient sort of thing.
Right.
Yeah, and as Lewis said, they didn't literally say a word to the audience, I don't think, apart from when singing, obviously. But so they kind of had this air of mystery, and I was really like, you looked at them and you thought, oh, they're cool. I wish I was them, but I'm not.
You thought cool, not arrogant.
Yeah, definitely cool.
Okay.
I think because sometimes it can come off in not a great way, but I think they pulled it off.
Right.
Which is well done. And they ended the set with this really interesting sample of a speech. Basically, they played a speech. I think, I'm not quite sure what it was, but it sounded like it was about civil rights in America from ages ago or something.
Right.
Which, again, that could seem like a bit arrogant or a bit aloof, but it didn't feel that. It like really fitted the night and it worked really well. The speech kind of got more and more passionate. They were playing along with music and it worked really well. It was quite a spectacle.
Okay. All right.
The next band that came on were Forest.
Yeah.
They describe themselves on their Facebook site as optimistic shoegaze, which I think is quite a good sort of description. Mm. So very influenced by 90s bands like Pavement and Dinosaur Jr., sort of bands from the sort of slacker rock kind of scene. But they're very tight on stage, so they're not slack in their sort of tightness. And I thought they were really good. They brought energetic performance, and they were three really good singers who harmonised really well over the whole sort of set.
It's like, because the sort of thing they go for is, it's like a interesting and really successful contrast between sort of like wall of noise but also like intricate guitar lines and melodies, and it works really well. For example, like Henry's the lead singer, his voice really suits it. He's kind of got a low sort of, it's like almost like he's talking, but it just drags you along with it. And there's three of them singing the band, which means they can do like some really good vocal harmonies, which worked really well. For example, they ended one song, I think it's called The Travelling Circus, I think, with a three-way vocal harmony, which yeah. is just really successful.
They've got Hugo Meredith Hardy in the band, haven't they? I think he's the newest member.
Yeah.
And obviously he's a good singer and performer in his own right. So.
Yeah, because I remember seeing Hugo Meredith Hardy at the Fiverr Unplug yeah. back when we first started, and you can tell he did more sort of acoustic folky stuff, but he's a really good musician.
Yeah, I think they've all been in bands before, and I think you can tell they're kind of like a union of songwriters, and they've come together and make some really good songs, which works really, really quite well.
Okay.
The next band was called Empress Knights, which is... I'd not heard of them, but apparently they've been around for quite a while. But that would surprise me when Lewis told me this. It surprised me quite a lot because they sound really quite new and cutting edge and sort of fresh. It's probably because I haven't heard anyone, especially around Cambridge, doing their sort of thing at all. It's sort of a dubstepy, chilled, like electronic sort of sound, but with guitars and male and female vocals.
Okay.
It's kind of like the XX, if you know what I mean. But I would say a bit more upbeat, I'd think.
Yeah, no, they had some really good melodies, especially I think the last song they played, which there's a video for on their Facebook page, which I definitely recommend people to go and check out. I think it's called Ghosts. That was a really good track. Yeah, and again, they had three really good singers, and I think that was one theme of the night, lots of really strong sort of vocals coming together.
Yeah, I think the only slight thing that could let them down, well, it's not really... It wasn't that noticeable, but you noticed they kind of relied quite a bit on a backing track. They had three members out there, but there was a lot more happening than you could see happening.
Okay.
But I think that didn't really put... It was still really enjoyable and compelling to watch.
So you said you thought they were new. How long have they been together for then?
Well, roughly? I remember seeing them, I think, about 4 years ago in 2009.
Okay. So how old are they then? 20s?
Yeah, the same age, similar. I think one of the members was in the same year as me.
Okay.
Sixth form.
Right, so early 20s. 20, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, fourth on were Lady Grey, who we've seen a lot of. And they've played the Junction a lot of times, and they always go down really well.
EJ likes Lady Grey. Did you see them?
I did. I stayed for them.
Yeah, right. Okay, good.
Sounds bad. I didn't stay for the band. I helped get the gig.
All right. Well, let's see what these guys have got to say, and you can tell me what you thought about Lady Grey, because I know that their performance levels can be quite... different from time to time.
Well, this was quite an interesting one because I heard from the guys beforehand that they were actually sort of changing their sound a bit. I think they were dropping a lot of their old songs and writing some new ones. They said
how many of them were there? That's the question I want to know.
There was four.
Okay, so Ben, was it Ben?
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't in it then.
No, Ben's left.
He has actually left.
I don't
now.
Know if he's in Australia okay, yet, but I know he's not doing stuff for the band
okay,
anymore.
Okay, right, because you weren't sure whether he left or
there no, wasn't,
nobody
no
was
idea.
Quite sure. Okay,
no.
Fine.
Right. Yeah, so that means Josh was back on the guitar.
Yep.
Obviously. Which I think looks more natural when he's playing the guitar. I've seen a few gigs when he's just been singing, but I think he looks like he enjoys playing the
okay.
guitar as well. But yeah, their new sound it wasn't as drastic a change as maybe I thought it was going to be. It was more sort of a maturing of their old sound. Because I think, like they'd said, they'd been doing the music they'd been doing since they were 15 or whatever, and so I was getting tired of it and thinking it was sounding a bit young for them.
So this was some new stuff that you hadn't heard them do before?
Yeah, I think like the majority of their set was new stuff.
Okay.
But yeah, because it was interestingly, he started the night by kind of joking to some fans, I think, that sold tickets, saying, this isn't the usual Lady Grey that you've come to love, in a way. But he needn't have worried, because really, whilst they do sound a bit more mature and a bit different, I think there's something there definitely for the old fans as well.
Mm.
Although one thing that I noticed is, and I have noticed before, is they actually played an out-and-out soft song, which I haven't noticed Lady Grey do before.
Yeah.
And it shows a different side to them, and they pulled it off really well, because... We've seen them quite a few times live, and they've always been able to absolutely kill like the really heavy rock stuff and get the crowd going. But they also got like the crowd going in a different way with the soft song.
Yeah, no, I've heard
really
their soft. They did that at the Rocks gig, didn't they? Their soft one. I thought that was really
They've
good.
They've got a couple of soft songs
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. What did you think of them then?
I thought it was weird seeing Josh behind the guitar again.
Well, it's not been that long since they've been a four-piece before.
It's been
Ben's
long
song
for me.
It was a flying visit, really.
It's been long for me. Every gig I've seen them at recently has been with Benji, so it was really weird to see Josh behind the guitar again, and especially watching him go and ask people what chords he was meant to be playing. That was entertaining
right.
for me. Yeah, good old Josh. He never knows what he's doing. Slightly less, you know, on stage, a bit dodgy. He always dies when he's not, like, behind guitar.
How would you compare their performance to the last time they played at the Junction, which was only like a month ago anyway.
I preferred it when it was all five of them, to be honest. I thought they were a bit more mental, they were a bit more statement, but as I said, they were a lot more mature on stage this time. So it was kind of a nice change, and it wasn't that different for the old fans at all. They're like, you're not going to know half these songs. And I was just sat there going, I know all of these. God darn.
So do you think that sound's going to stay now?
I don't know, because their manager likes quite heavy music and he keeps trying to make the very quiet ones a bit heavier. He likes that sort of sound, but the band don't want to, so there's a bit of conflict there.
Okay. Managers should never get involved with musical decisions.
I don't think so.
I generally think they don't know what they're talking about. Anyway, last band?
Actually, there was six
bands. Oh, yes, of course there were. Two more. Carry on.
The next band was called Chasing Cadence, which they're sort of heavy pop rock, slightly emo-ish in a way. They're quite a lot like Taking Back Sunday, who they did a cover of, and you can tell they are quite influenced by, quite strongly by. I think they're from out of town, as far as I can remember.
I can't remember where they're from, but they're London.
Not London.
Do you know where they're from?
No, but I know it's not London.
Right.
It's not Cambridge either.
No, it's not England.
Narrows it down slightly.
Yeah, I think, when they first started their set, that's quite a challenge. Whenever you see the out-of-town bands at Fire, you can sort of tell they haven't managed to bring as many of their own kind of fans down. So the atmosphere can sometimes get a bit flat, and maybe for the start of their set it was. But I think they did a good job of...
Did they manage to
really
keep some people in there then?
Yeah, there was actually quite a few people still there at the end. Yeah, it's quite surprising.
Yeah, they had to work their way through quite an annoying, well, I guess annoying for them, technical error, because I think like in the second track or something, the guitar amp just stopped working.
It exploded, basically.
Yeah, it kind of exploded a little bit. And it was probably for, they couldn't fix it for a good 1, 2, 3 minutes. And
so they just stopped?
Well, they kind of had to because it was like it was really noticeable that something had gone wrong. But I think they did really well with it. I mean, it's top marks because it didn't detract from their performance as well. And you could tell they were like really comfortable on stage, which like cause they just joked around with themselves in the audience. And if anything, it kind of let you get to know them a bit more, which was always a good thing. And interestingly, Mallory Knox, who are doing really well for themselves at the moment, they were at the gig, and they're quite a similar style of music, and they seem to know a thing or two about the style, I'd say, and they seem to be really enjoying them, so I think that's a really high compliment.
Okay. Did you see Mallory Knox on...
They're friends with Home Salvation, that's why.
So I saw them briefly.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. All right. And lastly, then?
Well, the last band was Home Salvation. They had sort of, again, quite a heavy rock band, had a lot of big riffs, I think. It was, I think, for me, there was more, you could pick out the sound more than with Chasing Cadence. You could bring out the sound of the riffs and stuff with Home Salvation. And they were headlining that, and they definitely had that swagger on stage, especially, like, the lead singer and the lead guitarist, I think, really both, like, coming out into the crowd and playing while they're moshing and stuff, which was quite cool.
Yeah, it says on their website that they're influenced by Guns N' Roses, and that really shone through really well. And I saw them a couple of weeks ago, actually.
I was going to say, you played a gig at the same time as them. So
I was going to say soon, but I played a gig with them.
Well, it's a different environment, wasn't it? Completely different.
We played a gig with them a couple of weeks ago in a pub, and I was really impressed, and I thought they would look really good on the bigger stage. And obviously, Junction is the bigger stage, and they didn't disappoint at all.
Okay.
I thought they fitted really well.
Okay, well, they've played the Junction quite a few times before, haven't they?
No, that was the second time.
They've done it
once as an opener, and that was their like first proper time when they were headlining.
I must have seen them that time then. I'm sure I've seen them at Junction before. Okay, what did you think of Home Salvation?
Didn't see them.
Oh, you left?
I left.
Okay. They
were the only band I didn't see.
Okay, well, you've seen them enough times anyway.
Yeah.
That's all right. Okay. Obviously, it wasn't a competition, so there wasn't any winners or anything like that. But overall, enjoy it then?
Yeah, it was really good. There was six very good bands.
Okay, cool. All right. Well, we've got two tracks to play, and I think what I'm going to try and do is a mishmash of both.
Is that going to work?
I'll fade one out and start another one. It'd be fine.
Just skip my one. It's fine.
Well,
need any radio play.
Well, all right then. We won't. Okay, I'll take them out. We won't
tell.
We won't tell anybody who we've just deleted out of the queue.
I think they'll know.
We will play. We'll play you a track by Forest then, which is the one that these guys have chosen. Incidentally, this was one that was in the Unsigned chart last year, and is my favourite one from this band. So this is Forest and John.
Thank you.
Forest and John. A track that Voice and 28 Boulevard have decided to play off the back of seeing them perform at the Fyberfest last week. The next Fyberfest is on the 19th of April, another six-band special. It's the last one before September. And you've got Lucid, 28 Boulevard, Trouser Crisis, Chasing Outlaws, and Improvised Beach Party, not necessarily in that order. I haven't missed anybody out, have I? No, don't think so. Oh, Varsity. Sorry, I knew I missed somebody out. Sorry. Yeah, they're all playing on the 19th of April. Tickets are on sale now from your favourite band. Right. Strawberry Fair Band Competition.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, please don't swear.
I restrained.
which is on Friday.
It is on Friday. It will be live on Cambridge 105, right?
Yes.
I'm trying to stall to find my notes here.
Yes, it will be on Cambridge 105, presented by me and you.
Me, yeah.
And
it's
other
me
people.
Again.
Yeah.
Yes, it's at the Junction this time. The rest were at the Portland, weren't they?
Yeah, but the final's always at the Junction.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I've never been to them fully.
Okay,
so doors open at 7 with the show starting at 7:30.
Yep.
Tickets are £6 in advance.
Yep.
And in the competition, you have the Simple Tones, Simon Pan Rocker.
Yep.
The Egyptian girl that I can't say.
Exara.
There we go. Music and Spies and DAFM, or however you say that.
DAFM.
I can't say anything on this thing. I've heard of like one of these bands. That's actually it. Oh, look, they're right in front of
There's
me.
There's a poster there.
That's brilliant. Thank you for telling me that. Yeah. Wonderful.
Yeah. Yes, you're right.
The only one I don't know like anything about because it's Facebook and everything is weird is the Simon Pan Rocker one. All I saw was a guy in an orange jumpsuit with paint around him and I was confused.
Yeah, he's the only one I've not seen. Actually, no, tell a lie. I haven't seen DAFM either. I missed Heat 1 and they were both in that one. Simon Pan Rocker won the beer cheer. So he got in on audience sort of vote rather than
He seems
judges.
Mental. He seems a very hyper person.
He's a crazy person. Let's call him crazy.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mental's probably a little bit strong.
Okay.
But yeah, he's a bit crazy. He was planning on doing something a bit more wackier for the Junction if he got through. I'm not sure if he's actually going to go ahead with it or not. But
is he just going to like pelt us with paint or something?
I'm not sure Guy's allowed to do that.
Really?
But no.
The one that excites me to see is the one I can't say, Exara.
Exara is very interesting.
Yes.
Yes. She's a very colourful lady.
Yeah, apparently she's half Egyptian and a quarter Swedish.
That's right.
That makes an awesome combination right there.
Yeah.
But what did she do? Have you seen her then? Like,
yes.
Because I know it says that she's blues pop alternative.
She has an 8-piece band.
Is it 8-piece? It says 7-piece on her Facebook.
8 including her.
Okay, there we go. Math.
Yeah, so she plays keyboard and she's got someone who's playing the harmonica, someone playing the trombone, saxophone.
That must have been really cramped
guitar.
At the Portland.
Yeah, she couldn't fit them all on the stage for that one, so she only brought 6. So 6 including her, but I think...
one person just got left out.
No, there's 2 missing, so I think the full 8 are coming to the Junction.
I'm sure they can fit on the stage.
Yeah, I'm sure they can fit on the Junction stage, so that'll be interesting.
But they're all different sort of genres, aren't they?
Very different.
What are the prizes? Because I have no idea. I'm just going to review this, apparently.
Many prizes.
Okay.
The top prize is £250, as far as I can remember. But there's video shoots and slots at Strawberry Fair, other festivals, etc.
Yeah, we all know how well the recording stuff goes.
I know the details on Friday when I've got the information.
That's
in front
always
of me.
Good. I'll just turn up and get it bombarded at me. But so, it sounds interesting night.
The two that I'm most looking forward to seeing are Simple Tone.
Okay.
Because they were really impressive. They're very Kings of Leon-like.
Ooh.
Mm. They look a bit like Kings of Leon as well.
I don't like anymore.
Music and Spies, who will be interesting on that big stage. There's only 2 of them, bless them.
Aww.
And so you've chosen a track by Music and Spies.
Yeah, I like them.
For us to finish with.
Yeah, they're good.
So we're going to finish with the track called The Guy. You can listen again to the show on a podcast at the end of the week. Stay tuned to Cambridge 105. Riff Raff Radio is on tonight from 9 in a minute, followed by the Book Night show. Goodbye.
Come on now, don't be silly. The only one you're warning is yourself. He didn't tell you that now, did he? You took a blow below the belt. Oh, don't believe me. Relax and see me and my point of view on you and the guy. Come on now, don't be silly. You're standing tall and you need nothing at all. He didn't run, he didn't stand down his guns. He wouldn't care if you walked home or crawled. Oh, don't believe me. Relax and see me and my point of view. it sounds easy. Just leave it, darling. Come on now, don't be silly. The only one you're fooling is yourself. He didn't tell you that now, did he? You took a blow below the belt. Hold on, believe me. Relax and see.